grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
This reading is from Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 80 responsively. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. For Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine, that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of your neighbors. Our enemies laugh among them. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is from Hebrews. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Word of God, word of life.
Stand for the reading of the Gospel of the Lord.
There are a lot of songs in Luke's Gospel. We heard the song of Zechariah singing in the temple about his son, John the Baptist, who would be born, and about Jesus, his cousin, who would be born. We heard the song of Mary and Elizabeth in their greeting. We heard the song of Simeon in the temple from Luke's Gospel. And the angels, of course, on Christmas night. Christmas Eve night, when the child is born and the angels appear over the shepherds in the fields, all singing God's glory. Luke's gospel is filled with songs, and the beautiful song that we just stood and sang together. Songs are really powerful. Songs are very powerful. We sing sad songs to express our grief and our fear, those songs of lament that often give words to our deep emotions and difficult feelings. We could never find words to express that feeling. How often do our eyes well up when we hear taps or Eternal Father, Strong to Save, or Amazing Grace played on a bagpipe? Songs of praise and thanksgiving unite us with God as we lift our voices with believers and worshipers all over the globe. We sing songs of courage that allow us to enter into the promise as we name our hopes and our strivings. I think of that wonderful song from Les Mis when the rebels are coming up to the Bastille. Songs are so powerful. But at times, it is also difficult. The violence and the loss that we have experienced in these last days, we can hardly sing without tears. But it won't always be like that. We will, as families and nation, we will catch our breath. We'll hold on to each other. We'll remember that we are not alone. We will lift our voices once again in lament and in praise, in joy and thanksgiving and courage. And that's already beginning to happen. We just stood together and sang Mary's rebel song. Those words from Luke's gospel where Mary sings of God's mercy, reminding God of God's promise to lift up the lowly and the downtrodden and the oppressed. Not just of her day, but of our time as well. So we take our place next to Mary and we sing her song. We call upon God to remember those families whose children did not come home from school on Friday, a week last. We pray for those families who had Christmas gifts wrapped that will not be opened on Tuesday morning. Those families that struggle not just with this holiday, but with many holidays to come. And we beseech God on behalf of all of those who suffer, not only those families in Connecticut, but all who mourn, all who are lonely, all who do not have enough food or live in places of strife and war, people who struggle with mental illness and those who care for them, and for so many more who suffer in so many ways. According to Luke's gospel, when Mary sang, she didn't just name those promises, but she also entered into the promises. Mary recognizes as she sings that she's already been drawn into a relationship with the God of Israel, the one who sided with the oppressed since the days of Egypt, and has been making and keeping promises since the time of Abraham. Everything that Mary sings about has not yet been accomplished, but Mary is now included in God's history of redemption. And so are we. We are included in that history of redemption, in God's action in the world today. When we sing now in this season of Advent, this time of waiting and longing, we're also drawn into that story of the people of Israel who waited for the Messiah. But we also enter into our story, the story of God promising to bring light into our darkness, our particular darkness, warmth to our cold, health to those who are ailing, hope for those who are grieving. Tomorrow when we gather and Tuesday when we sing the songs of Christmas, like, O Little Town of Bethlehem, we can really feel all the hopes and fears of all the years met in that tiny baby asleep on the hay. Can singing joy to the world be an answer to that longed for, hoped for, seemingly evasive joy that we all pray that would enter into our hearts? The songs of the liturgy, too, have the strength to pull us in, to help us remember and to know by heart words that have the power to change our lives. It's told of my youngest granddaughter, told of my youngest, yeah, surprise for us all, wouldn't it be? Have no children of my own. I do have godchildren, however. My youngest godchild learned to sing before she spoke. She was carried every week by her in utero, and then as an infant every week to choir practice, and Sunday by Sunday to church. She was singing Alleluia, which was actually the first word she spoke, even before she learned to say Mama or Daddy. She sang Alleluia. We can make this Sunday liturgy, as it's our regular practice, we can make that liturgy the earworms that can drive us crazy, and we can replace with an Alleluia or a Let the vineyards be fruitful, Lord, rather than some crazy commercial jingle or Call Me Maybe, a song that we can sing, Let the vineyards be fruitful, Lord. Let that be the song that drives you crazy all week. But it is the power and the emotion beyond the melody and the song that invites us into the story. We stand and sing with the choirs of angels as we sing their unending hymn of joy. Singing doesn't just help us name things. It draws us into the actual experience and the reality that we voice. God's promise is to change the world. And in our singing of those promises, we enter into that work to change the world. Songs are powerful. We can be moved beyond our emotions and into the company of the body of Christ, into that long line of witnesses that stretches from the ancients of the Hebrew scriptures to the saints of the New Testament, on to our own ancestors and to our contemporaries who have gone before us. We are connected to those innocents of Newtown and to their grief-stricken families. Even though our mouths are filled with tears as much as music, we raise our voices in hope and expectation, waiting for the presence and the comfort of the Lord. So let the songs that we sing today in this Advent season, and the songs of Christmas in the days and the weeks to come, and the songs of the liturgy that we sing Sunday by Sunday, let these songs give us faith and courage, the love and the hope of which we sing. Pay attention to the words that we sing today. Listen for those promises of hope that are there, and let your heart be filled with love and joy. The final verse of the hymn of the day that we will sing in a few seconds, the last line, love be our song, love be our prayer, love our endless story. May God fill every day we share and bring us at last into glory. And that deserves an amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing.